pocket battleship anchored alongside the harbor fortifications, while on a goodwill call to the Polish port of Gdynia, let loose with a broadside at dawn of September 1st, 1939. But then August sometimes lasts for weeks after you've ripped it off the calendar. It drags on and on like some kind of insanity that can only be snapped away by the first crisp shock of autumn. The sailing ships used to get becalmed in August. August is when dogs go mad. American Nazi Party leader George Lincoln Rockwell was assassinated by one of his own subordinates in August. This is the month when the sale of tranquilizers goes up. Corporate executives get their heads chopped off. Groups break up. Organizations fizzle out. August is when you start seeing things. The stars fall in August. You wake to days with the feeling you've already lived through them. People pass out in the street and on airplanes. The moon talks to you. August is the month of vision. My father died in August. It was years ago. We were all standing around when he gasped his last breath, emaciated on a bed of cancer. My three sisters and I kissed him on the face and cried. I do not mean to say that August has cornered the market on tragedy. You can have fun in August. People die all year round. August is when unexplainable fevers come. Nagging aches and mysterious pains visit your body. August has to be suffered. August is when the ocean dizzies you. August is when you find yourself drowning in your own head. I went broke and lost my house in August some 5 years ago. It was almost August when Charles Whitman climbed to the top of the University of Texas Tower and shot down 49 people, killing 17, sniping at random through the ramparts. August is when Mount Vesuvius buried Pompeii. The first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima in August. August is when Congress first passed the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. Women turn into witches in August. I remember once I refused to buy a flower from an old lady selling them in the night owl on 3rd Street. I was managing a group called the Middle Class then, and they were on stage. The old lady gave me a dirty look, and our sound system immediately went dead. I suppose it has to do with the sun and the heat and the planets and the stars. Brian Epstein died in August. So did Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin, although their August stretched through an Indian summer. It's no accident the Jewish New Year begins then. August sometimes lasts until the sound of the ram's horn. People move in September. School starts. Somehow the pulse revives. People begin to think about lighting fires for winter. Finally, August lets go, like the leaves from the trees, and the weirdness ends. Al Aronowitz, May 5th, 1928 to August 1st, 2005.
Don't birthday. You shouldn't take it so personal. I didn't mean to make you so sad. You just happened to be there, that's all. When I saw you say goodbye to your friend's smile, I thought that it was well understood that you'd be coming back in a little while. I didn't know that you were saying goodbye for good. Oh, sooner or later, one of us must know that you just did what you were supposed to do. Couldn't see what you could show me. Your scarf, it kept your mouth well hidden. I couldn't see how you could know me, but you said you knew me, and I believe you did. When you whispered in my ear and asked me if I was leaving with you or her, I didn't realize just what I did hear. I didn't realize how young you were. Couldn't see when it started snowing. Your voice was all that I heard. I couldn't see where we were going, but you said you knew. Took your word, and then you told me later, as I apologized, that you were just kidding me, you weren't really from the farm. And I told you as you clawed out my eyes that I never really meant to do you any harm. Supposed to do. Sooner or later, one of us must know that I really did try to get close to you.
And you were a lady, would you marry me anyway?
have my baby. If I tinkle were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love through loneliness, save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, come and give me your tomorrow. If I work my hands in wood, would you still love me? Answer me, babe, yes I would, I'll put you above me. If I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your color bar, your soft shoes shining? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
Played some of Al Arano with his favorite things, starting with The Doors' Soul Kitchen from their classic first album. That really was about a soul food restaurant called Olivia's in Venice Beach, and turned into a cool metaphor by the late, great Jim Morrison, Ray Manzarek, Robbie Krieger, and John Densmore, the other Doors. Burning of the Midnight Lamp, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Their third and final album, Jimmy would do, what, three more, I guess? And then they would release about 500 after he left us. A lot of people gone in this set, including Janis Joplin. Jim, Jimmy, and Janis all dying around the same time, tragically. Get It While You Can was from Pearl, produced by the great Paul Rothschild, who also did the Doors records, along with Paul Butterfield Blues Band and Love, and he's also gone. Bob Dylan, sooner or later, one of us must know. His seventh album, Blonde on Blonde, considered by many to be his best. No argument from me. And Bobby Darin's fantastic version of Tim Hardin's If I Were a Carpenter, all in memory of the amazing Al Aronowitz, who, aside from being one of the great early rock writers, did a few other little things, like introduced Allen Ginsberg to Bob Dylan and introduced Bob Dylan to the Beatles. Thank you, Al. You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Seminole Hard Rock cafes, hotels, and casinos worldwide. Been there with us from the beginning. Jimmy Allen and the gang. And our special thanks to the Seminole Native Americans. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Our new distributor is Sun Broadcast Group. I want to thank Ron Rivlin, who does the U.S., and Jessica D'Agostine, Radio Express, does the international affiliates. So if somebody gets you a radio station for Christmas, call Ron or Jessica, and you can have this show and be the coolest cat on your block. You can get the Underground Garage app at iTunes or Google Play. You can go to facebook.com/undergroundgarage or undergroundgarage.com. You can tweet me at Stevie Van Zandt. Please don't do it if you're a twittiot. Yes, I had to make that name up. I'm lucky. I get more friends than not. And, of course, if you're looking for any kind of fab gear, you know, vintage equipment or new stuff or anything having to do with guitars or keyboards or drums or anything having to do with rock and roll, you got to go to Andy Babiuk's FabGear.com. Babiuk is B-A-B-I-U-K, emphasis on the U-K. You can Shazam us during the coolest song or credits and win some stuff. And special thanks, of course, to Alan Freed. See you next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!